At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is LBC News.
We will start with those comments from Emily Thornberry. She is the chair of the Foreign Affairs Select Committee and has told us that Donald Trump's plans for Gaza are illegal, immoral, and won't work. The president suggested last night that the US should own the strip and turn it into what he calls the Riviera of the Middle East. Speaking on my colleague Andrew Marr's show on our sister station LBC, Emily Thornberry says she's trying to take some positives from the suggestion.
The one thing that did encourage me about this was the reaction of Netanyahu. Because Netanyahu has never said anything about what the future for Gaza is. He's never been drawn, even when Donald Trump is standing there saying we could have this Riviera. All he said was, well, that's a very interesting idea, and I know that the president's going to go off and talk to his advisors about it. The fact that the president is even thinking about a future for Gaza is a positive.
Let's go live to the state, speak to LBC News US correspondent Simon Marks. Simon, Donald Trump says everyone loves this idea, but quite clearly everyone doesn't love this idea.
Bill Kim Ledbetter,
Loves this idea. Steve, I'm bound to say, in reaction to that Emily Thornberry argument, that Benjamin Netanyahu wasn't sure how to react to it. I mean, he did look like the cat who had stolen the cream last night as that press conference continued, paying tribute to Donald Trump, calling him someone who was an out-of-the-box thinker, someone who always came up with ideas that left people initially slack-jawed. But then they went off and they scratched their heads, and after a short while they said, you know what, he's right. So I'm not convinced that Benjamin Netanyahu necessarily thought it was all a dreadful idea, but certainly there are no shortage of people out there that think it is a terrible idea, and many of them are on Capitol Hill. Senator Chris Coons, an influential member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and a Democrat, told reporters last night that he was speechless. He called the president's proposal insane. I can't think of a place on earth, he said, that would welcome American troops less and where any positive outcome is less likely. There was similar credulous reaction from Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia. You may remember that he was Hillary Clinton's running mate back in the 2016 presidential election. He said, obviously, the president's plan is not going to happen. I don't know under what circumstances it would make sense, even for Israel. There was very negative comment from Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib of Minnesota. She's the only Palestinian American in the House of Representatives. She accused Donald Trump of ethnic cleansing by giving voice to his proposal. And even one of the president's closest allies on Capitol Hill, Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican of South Carolina, also on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, called the proposal problematic. He said, we'll see what the Arab world says, but you know, that would be problematic at many, many levels. At the White House, within the last hour or so, there's been some dilution of what President Trump said last night, and it has come from the White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
This is an out-of-the-box idea. That's who President Trump is. That's why the American people elected him. And his goal is lasting peace in the Middle East for all people in the region. And as I said in my opening remarks, we've had the same people pushing the same solutions to this problem for decades. And it's been made very clear to the president that the United States needs to be involved in this rebuilding effort to ensure stability in the region for all people. But that does not mean boots on the ground in Gaza. It does not mean American taxpayers will be funding this effort. It means Donald Trump, who is the best deal maker on the planet, is going to strike a deal with our partners in the region.
Now, let's be absolutely clear. Donald Trump last night didn't say that America would be involved, that it would reach out to partners in the region to do all of the heavy lifting. He said, we are going in there. We are going to get this done. And he absolutely left the impression among reporters in the room that he was certainly contemplating the use of American forces. Let's just revisit what Donald Trump said when he first introduced this idea during that White House press conference with Benjamin Netanyahu last night.
The U.S. will take over the Gaza Strip, and we will do a job with it, too. We'll own it and be responsible for dismantling all of the dangerous unexploded bombs and other weapons on the site, level the site and get rid of the destroyed buildings, level it out, create an economic development that will supply unlimited numbers of jobs and housing for the people of the area.
America, he said, was going to do all of that. Well, now the White House is saying, actually, it won't be American forces, no American boots on the ground. He's going to rely on his partners in the region. So let's take a look at what his partners in the region are saying about all of this. Saudi Arabia issued a statement at 4 o'clock in the morning, local time, just 3 hours after that press conference ended, expressing its unequivocal rejection of what Donald Trump had announced, reiterating that it would not normalize ties with Israel, a key goal of both the American administration and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, in the absence of an independent Palestinian state. In other words, the Saudis are indicating that they think Donald Trump last night clearly walked away from any American commitment to a two-state solution, and without that, they would not entertain the idea of normalizing relations with Israel, which is a goal that President Trump himself articulated was on his front burner in that press conference last night. Egypt's foreign ministry said that an aid and recovery program for Gaza would have to begin without the Palestinians leaving. King Abdullah of Jordan also rejected any attempt to displace Palestinians and annex their land. And it's important to underscore that when he was talking last night about the need to depopulate Gaza, President Trump kept suggesting that Palestinians were going back to Gaza. They were making their way back to Gaza after 15 months of Israeli military assault following the Hamas deadly attacks on Israel on October the 7th of 2023. Well, the Palestinians aren't going back to Gaza. They've never been allowed to leave Gaza. There is a population movement in Gaza as those people from the north who were forced to head south by the Israelis are now being allowed back to their bombed out former homes. But it's not as though they've been outside the Gaza Strip and are now returning to it, as the president seemed to suggest last night. So where all this leaves us is very unclear, but it definitely leaves America's allies, including our own government and Prime Minister Keir Starmer, in a bit of a quandary, because how on earth they react to this may end up becoming a key aspect of the judgment that President Trump makes about their own support for his broader aims and ambitions. Might we even see a situation at some point where Donald Trump says to Keir Starmer, actually, you know, support for my plan for Gaza is absolutely critical if you want to avoid the worst of my tariff regime. I mean, we don't know just how transactional Donald Trump is going to get about all of this, nor how committed he is to it. But he certainly sounded last night like a man who thought this was not only a tremendous idea, but also a fabulous business opportunity. And not necessarily just a business opportunity for the United States, quite possibly a fabulous business opportunity for his own business, the Trump Organization, as well. Indeed, there is evidence that has come to light over the last few hours that this entire idea was born out of conversations that the president may have had with his own son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who, like President Trump, comes from a long line of real estate magnates, development behemoths. He is the first person to have used the phrase, we've got to clean it out about the Gaza Strip, which is a phrase that Donald Trump himself used just a few weeks ago.
Simon Marks, our US correspondent, thank you very much. The time is 7:51.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.